This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, September 6th. Authorities in South Florida are currently conducting a search for a missing individual who was last seen on a Carnival cruise ship. Kevin McGrath, a 26-year-old man, was reported missing on Monday after the Carnival Conquest returned to Port Miami. Now, according to Carnival Cruise Line, McGrath was last seen by his cabin mate at approximately 7 a.m., which coincided with the debarkation time. Now, despite an extensive search conducted on the ship and in the surrounding waters by the U.S. Coast Guard, McGrath was not located. Surveillance systems, including U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, did not detect him during the debark process. After searching the ship, Miami-Dade police cleared the Carnival Conquest to eventually sail. At the time of broadcast, the gentleman is still missing. And Disney Cruise Line is set to launch its new ship, Disney Treasure, next December. That's December of 24. The ship will feature eateries, attractions, and accommodations, all inspired by Disney World and Disneyland rides, including a Periscope pub based on 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and a Jungle Cruise-inspired lounge called the Skipper Society. The ship will also offer unique experiences like a two-story Tomorrowland Tower Suite, a theatrical dining experience themed to Disney and Pixar's Coco, and a new Aquamouse water ride. Treasure will accommodate 4,000 passengers and will sail seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean itineraries from Port Canaveral starting on December 21st, 2024. If you want to book your cabin, reservations open on September 20th. And Meyer Floating Solutions has introduced the world's first floating cruise terminals, offering a modular approach to port infrastructure. Now, designed to meet the needs of ports with limited infrastructure, these terminals can easily be expanded or relocated if necessary. The company stated that they can be integrated into various structures as well, like hotels, parking lots, and shopping complexes, even hospitals. Pretty innovative there. And if you're keeping track at home, Royal Caribbean canceled the very next sailing of Radiance of the Sea. Still has that propulsion issue, so we're going to try again on September 15th. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 2.3%, 15.37. Royal Caribbean up 1.3%, 98.96. And Norwegian up 1.6%, 16.66. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.